Welcome back to Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford. Time for our one-on-one player interview brought to you by PNC Bank, the official bank of the Cleveland Browns. And this week, we're happy to be joined by rookie guard Joel Bitonio. Joel, how you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
So you come off the big win against Cincinnati, first place now in the AFC North. And I know you haven't been here for 19 years, but it's a big deal in this city. What's kind of the attitude of the team right now, knowing that here you are in first place after 10 weeks, which is nice, but not where you want to be after 17?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the team, you know, goal, obviously, we want to do the best you can in the division. And to win that game, put us in first place, it was a huge game for us on Thursday. But, you know, our mindset after Thursday and kind of celebrating on Friday, we were ready to go for Houston. And we're thinking 1-0 this week. We just want to get past Houston and then see what we can do after that.
Did you do anything fun over the weekend, kind of a mini bye week for you guys here?
It was nice to have a few days off, but me, I'm easy going. I just kind of relaxed. I saw an Interstellar movie.
Solid?
Yeah, it was good. It was long, but kind of mind-provoking, you know, thought about a few things afterwards. But it was good, man. I just got to sleep in and relax. I was happy with that.
That was good. So now you guys are back to work getting ready for Houston. What's kind of the attitude been of the team? Because, you know, last time you had a big win over Pittsburgh, came out a little flat against Jacksonville. Has everybody been really stressing, like, let's just stay focused and keep it going?
Yeah, that's exactly what we've been stressing, especially, you know, from Coach Pett down. It's been, you know, focus on the opponent, focus on don't let anything outside distract you. You know, focus on our goals and what we need to achieve. And in the last couple of days in practice, I've seen, you know, good practices, focus. It's been cold out, but we like it, and it's been going well.
Good. So Brian Baldinger was on Cleveland Browns Today earlier this week, and he said, you know, I think Joel Bitonio is the offensive rookie of the year this year. And I know he's not a flashy position, but that's what I think, what he's done for this team. What surprised you the most about your rookie season? What do you think about getting some praise like that, little love?
I guess that's cool to hear, man. I'm just trying, like I've said all along, I'm trying to get better every week and see what happens at the end of the year. But I think the surprising thing is how regimented everything is. You know, it's such a schedule. It's such a routine after a while. I mean, you know, you get the bye week and the Thursday game thrown in there, but it's such a routine and you get in such a working attitude that it just kind of takes over for a while.
Like, but Groundhog Day.
Exactly. Over and over again. Every Wednesday, I'm like, is this the same Wednesday as last week? And things, especially when you play the same team a couple times. You know, we played Pittsburgh twice early. I was like, I feel like we just played these guys. I've never played the same team twice in the same year. So, but it's been exciting, man. I've got to learn from Joe Thomas. And when Alex was healthy, he was unbelievable help. But, you know, John Greco stepped up. Schwartz has helped me tremendously. I mean, it's been a good experience. And like I've said all along, I've been unbelievably lucky to be in the position I am, where I'm playing next to Joe all the time.
What's kind of the one thing that you've learned the most about playing offensive line in the NFL compared to, say, college?
You have to be good on every play, or you can be embarrassed. Like, if you're off by half a second or off, you know, don't use your hands the right way, they're going to sack the quarterback. They're going to hurry the quarterback. Your guy's going to make the play. And if you don't finish guys either, like, you know, in college sometimes you block a guy and then the play's over. If you block a guy and then, you know, you let him go, he's going to run down and make the play. So I think just being on your game the whole time. Everybody you play every week is good. Like, the last few weeks we've had studs, and, I mean, we have another stud coming in this week. It's been a challenge for sure.
The stud you're referring to, obviously, J.J. Watt, maybe the most dominant defensive player in the league. You're going to be lined up against him, I would imagine, a fair amount in this game.
Right.
What kind of a challenge does he present, and how are you preparing for this challenge?
I think, I mean, he's a great athlete, strong athlete, but I think the biggest thing with him is how hard he plays. I mean, every play it's like his last, and he has so many change-up moves that, you know, you're thinking, oh, he's going to come out with power, and then he swims over you and just moves so well for his size. So it's going to be a good challenge. He kind of lines up everywhere, you know, everywhere on the field. So I think everybody on the O-line is probably going to have to block him at least once or twice, you know. So it's going to be a good challenge. I think we have a good game plan, but he's a heck of a player.
Do you get excited for something like that? You know, seeing a guy, J.J. Watt, the defensive player of the year, and now you're saying, all right, this Sunday, let's find out, you know, where am I?
Yeah, I think it's a good measuring stick. You know, I think you can't look into it where it's one player every game, but when you go into games, I mean, last week, Gerald McCoy, and then we played Atkins this last week. I mean, these guys are all pros. I mean, they've been the best of the best. And you know, kind of measure yourself out. You know, I can play with these guys. You know, it kind of gives you that confidence boost. So at the beginning of the year, for sure, I was like, man, I'm playing against all these guys. But now I feel like we play someone every week that's, you know, all pro guy. So it's been a good challenge, though.
Ground game returned in a big way, 170 yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground last week. What was kind of the secret to success? And do you think we're going to see more of that? Maybe not 170, maybe not 52 rushes. I mean, that was a lot. But, you know, how do you feel about where this offensive line's going in terms of the ground game?
I think it's huge. I think anytime you lose someone like Alex, it's going to take a couple weeks to get it going again. I mean, when you play O-line, and especially in our system, it's such a you work together on every play that you need the time and the things to happen. And don't get me wrong, Oakland, and Tampa Bay, they both had Jacksonville too. I mean, they all had good game plans for us. But I think we finally started meshing well. I think the running backs were hitting the hole better, tight ends, quarterbacks. I mean, the whole game plan just kind of worked together. And I think the longer no line can stay together and work together, it's going to just continue to improve over time.
All right, Joel, thank you so much for the time. Looking forward to seeing you get back out there in front of the home crowd. It's going to be cold. It's going to be loud as the Browns take on the Texans. So thanks for your time.
Thanks. Exciting times, man.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. They are exciting times. And we'll be back to wrap up the show with the head coach of the Browns, Mike Pettine, here on Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford.